I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News. A sexual harassment claim against a third Colorado lawmaker at the state capitol has been found credible. The Independent Employers Council said in a report it's more likely than not Senator Jack Tate violated the legislature's workplace harassment policy. 91.5 KRCC's Benta Berkland has more.
The investigators said last legislative session at the Capitol, it was more likely than not that Tate acted flirtatious with a former intern while in an elevator, an advance she did not welcome. The final report also said it was more likely than not that Tate put his arm on her shoulder and nudged her near her waist around 7 to 8 times, telling her, "I like the way that skirt looks on you." Tate declined to comment on the report's findings. The former intern was 18 years old at the time and asked to remain anonymous for fear of retribution, but agreed to speak on tape.
"I want him to answer for his actions. The onus has to be put on the people in power to make that decision."
Tate is a Republican, and that's the party in power in the Senate. Leaders there ultimately decide on any punishments. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Benta Berkland at the state capitol.
The Air Force Academy has suspended 11 members of its men's swimming team. The Academy declined to provide details of the alleged misconduct. There's a history of athlete misconduct investigations at the Academy. In October, several men's lacrosse coaches and players were under investigation. In 2014, an investigation uncovered misconduct by Academy athletes, including drug use, binge drinking, and sexual assault. And prior to that, 27 cadets were injured in an unofficial hazing event for freshmen. I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News.